do that again, too.
Suppose that each one of us goes out into an unknown country and works an acre of land. I don't know, our average attendance last year was 70. So we'll say that there are 70 of us that go out there and we have 70 acres of land. And we'll say that we all go into the same unknown country and we have the same, you know, we're in the same 70-acre tract. And we all work this 70 acres. There are not 70 individual creative processes going on in the soil of this 70 acres. There's one universal creative process. And yet we are individuals. We are at choice. And we all do different things with our acre. Some of us may plant vegetables. Others may plant flowers. Somebody may plant grass. There may be some that don't plant anything at all. And as time goes by, what we plant grows up. And we may be tempted to think that there are 70 individual things going on. But there's not. There is only one thing going on, and that is that divine creative process. One creative process that's going on. There are 70 individualized expressions of that one creative process. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. And Dawn, thank you for sharing that very special song that I know is so dear to you from your mother. And it touches all of us when you do that. And thank you to Gail, Susan, and of course, Jenna, our music director, for... Thank you for coming out today. The title of my talk today is Infinite Possibilities. And I think you can see from that what we do with our acre. There are an infinite number of possibilities what we can do with our acre. The three major points are that God or Spirit shows up through the creative process in all people. Number two, that the God expression comes through all life with the urge to express. And lastly, seeing all people as an expression of God. First of all, Spirit shows up through the creative process in all people. Are you going to plant productive seeds or are you going to be buried in negative grumbles? It's a good idea to begin your day by framing that day by planting life-affirming positive seeds for the day. One thing that I think is particularly useful, I get the magazine. You can buy it in the back for $4. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. And just read the daily guide for the day. And that, for me, helps to frame that day in a positive atmosphere. I was looking for an extra quote that I could use, and I was grading the practitioner students' homework. I love it when, you know, Spirit comes to help you out at those moments. And this is from one of the papers from one of the students, and she started off by quoting the student workbook. Creative self-expression, the expression of our oneness as God. And when we repress that indwelling desire to express, we cause ourselves to suffer. And that's right out of the student workbook. But then our student here goes on to write, as I read the description of what creative self-expression is in the student workbook, I was reminded of how free I am as an expression. I'm reminded that the more I let go and let it flow from the source, the better I feel. That the more on point and effective is the outcome. There is an incredible source that when I tap into it, I can truly feel the gifts of life being expressed through and as me. I know that we are unlimited in our freedom to choose our life experience, and that our thoughts, our beliefs, and our faith direct that which is the creative medium. Our lives are the outpicturing of those thoughts and feelings and beliefs. Point number two is that the God expression comes through all life with the urge to express. I believe that passion is an impulse toward growth. And the sacred reading today was absolutely perfect, Linda. That makes my second point perfectly. And I think maybe that some of the reason for the popularity today we see of these really dark, kind of scary TV shows and movies about vampires and zombies and stuff. And there's a lot of them. But I think that it's people are afraid of having the life-giving passion sucked out of them and having to walk around with no passion or joy. But we all have that creative urge within us, and we've all been given it. There was a young lady, her name was Sarah Blakely. This is in the late 90s. She had graduated from college, Florida State. She wanted to go to law school, but her scores on the LSAT weren't good enough to get her in, and she was kind of bouncing around from job to job. And she ended up selling office equipment and copiers, almost like door to door, but she was so good at it. But one of her pet peeves was that to go to these, you know, meetings and presentations that she'd have with businesses and whatnot, to wear, I don't know how to say this. I'm getting in deep water. But her undergarments would show through, the more form-fitting pants that we wear today. And she hated that. But the alternative then would be to wear, I think, what we call pantyhose. And then she had her feet in them, and she liked to wear open-toed shoes because in Florida, and it was hot. And so she was kind of caught in that. And one day she was thinking about it, and so, you know, what the heck? So she got a pair of control top pantyhose, and she cut off the feet, and she put those on. And it worked. I had some problems with it, and she had to correct over time. But the idea was there, and it was born. And she shared it with her sister, and her sister thought it was a wonderful idea. Growing up, her sister and her brother and her dad every week would challenge them, and then Saturday evening dinner, what did you fail at this week? What did you fail at? And in some sort of a reverse psychology kind of a thing, they learned not to be afraid to take chances, to step out on that limb, to do some of those things. So what she ended up doing, she thought about it, and from the feedback she got from some of the other people she had, and she made some modifications to her idea of cutting the feet out of control top pantyhose, she came up with this new product, and she called it Spanx. Sales were good, and things were progressing along quite nicely until she got a call from some lady who invited her to be on her TV show, some lady named Oprah. On My Favorite Things, and she featured Spanx. Spanx has never gone public. She's never sold a cent of stock. She started it with her own entirety of her life savings. Today, Spanx has no debt, and she has a net worth of over $1 billion. To frame that, you know, we recently had the Powerball lottery, and those three people won the Powerball lottery, and we think, man, that's more money than we can ever think. Her net worth is more than double what the Powerball lottery had. And it's just because she wasn't afraid to stand up and take a chance. Sarah Blakely. Knowing that God expresses in and through all things, what urges to express are you holding back? We all hold it back. What urges are you holding back? It kind of reminds me of the story of a Baptist pastor, a Catholic priest, and an evangelical minister all passed away at the same time, and they all ended up at the pearly gates together. And St. Peter looked down at his rolls, and their rooms weren't ready for him yet. Well, he wasn't too sure what to do, so he thought, well, I'll talk to my old buddy Satan and see if he's got room for him for a while. So he called down to Satan. He says, hey, can you, you know, take care of these guys for me for a little while till their rooms are ready? And Satan says, ah, sure, no problem. Send them on down. So he went to the three of them, and he says, you know, guys, I'm sorry your rooms aren't ready yet, but we've got a little holding area for you to wait for until your rooms are ready. So off you go here. Oh, yeah, that went okay. But a couple weeks later, he got a call, and it was Satan. And Satan said, St. Peter, you got to get these guys out of here. They are driving me crazy. He says, that Baptist minister, he saved everybody down here already. The Catholic, he's gone out and forgiven everybody. And that evangelical minister's raised enough money to install air conditioning. See, it's that creative urge, you see. We've all got that creative thing. Third point, seeing all people as an expression of God. Life calls all of us to live, to love, and to learn more. And I really believe that. That is what we're here for, is to live, to learn, and to love more. As we come into greater alignment with God, we begin to see and know the good in everybody and in everything. October 9th, 2012, a young lady by the name of Malala Yousafzai. You've all heard of Malala, I think. The school bus she was on was boarded by terrorists. And they tried to kill her because she was advocating for education for young girls in a country that did not believe in educating women. One of the bullets was shot at point blank range, went through the top of her forehead. It actually went below the skin through her face and came out and went into her body. But she lived. She gave an address before the United Nations on her 16th birthday. And there's one quotation in here that I want to read to you from her address to the United Nations. They thought that bullets would silence us, but they failed. And out of this silence came thousands of voices. The terrorists thought that they would change our aims and stop our ambitions, but nothing changed my life. But this, weakness, fear, and hopelessness died. Strength, power, and courage was born. A little bit later, she gave an interview to Christian Amanpour. One of the things that she stated in that interview, the thing is, they can kill me. They can kill Malala. But it does not mean that they can kill my cause as well. My cause of education, my cause of peace, and my cause of human rights. My cause of equality will still be surviving. They only can shoot a body, but they cannot shoot my dreams. An amazing young lady who is allowing that divine current to flow through her and her life. Conclusion today, the thing that I want you to walk away with is, Are you allowing yourself to feel buried rather than planted? Are you giving your creative expression a chance to bloom? Your challenge today is to remember to see God right where you are, no matter how difficult the situation may be, and allow Spirit to express as you. And so it is with this awareness of that divine presence that is within each and every one of us, even the terrorists who pull those triggers, is that divine presence. It is with the awareness of that divine presence that I invite my colleagues, the practitioners, to join me in holding our congregation in love and light.